And this is one of my favorite parts of the show, too. I just guess I'm a big fan of the Lisa Dent Show. I listen to it very frequently, and I love when the newsroom temperature check happens. It's sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Mary is not here today. She's on Grandma Watch, and so Ryan Burrow is filling in for her today. Do we have any news from Mary? Has she checked in with any of us?
I don't, but I have a feeling she is. Dealing with children at this time.
Oh, that's right.
She's watching the grandchildren while
the new baby comes. That's right. All right, because someone texted and wondered where Mary was. So, in the meantime, Ryan, would you like to go first today?
Yeah. So, a shameless plug. We've got the Quest for Gold podcast where we talk to local Olympians, and we've been talking to quite a few. And do you know, Wendy, what kind of the favorite, the best day for these Olympians headed to the games is?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Their favorite thing after they come back from the games, they always say it's when they got all their swag, all their shirts, their bags, they get fitted.
I saw the new look today that Ralph Lauren put
out. So Ralph Lauren put it out. Here's the thing, though, guys. Very, very cool, very classic, very American. It's a they've got an opening ceremony uniform. It is a classic Taylor single-breasted wool blazer, red and white tipping, and a striped Oxford shirt. The men have ties, and they have like stonewashed jeans. It looks very cool, but I have to tell
very
you.
Very American, right?
Very American, but I have to tell you, it's going to be like 112 degrees out while they're going down the River Senna on these boats. And the closing ceremony uniform has this sporty moto-style jacket. It almost looks like kind of like a NASCAR, like a motorcycle jacket. It's very cool looking, but man, it's going to be hot there in Paris.
Well, that I didn't know that Ralph Lauren was doing it.
Yeah, they've done it
for years.
Yeah, they've done it. I'm looking at the
I don't pay attention to the design. Who are you wearing?
That sounds French to
Adidas.
Me.
Adidas.
Dating back to 2008. Yeah.
They are really?
the official clothing supplier of Team USA.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks very cool. We are so hip, aren't we?
When you say we.
America.
What do you think the French are going to be wearing?
Tutus. Something
not as cool as ours, Ryan.
All right, let's go, Kevin. We'll leave Bertrand for last.
Well, I have two. It's not really a news story, but an observation yesterday. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Is that what this has become?
Yes. I can just tell. This is something.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we have a Dunkin' down on the bottom level of our building. I went down. It was a scorcher. I was like, I'm going to get a nice, large, black iced coffee. So I went down, got my large black iced coffee from Dunkin', and they have a little spot for mobile ordering. You know, people can order ahead of time, they make the drinks, and then they leave them on the counter. So people can just walk up, grab their drink, and head out. So as I was going to get a straw from the counter, there was a big, large iced coffee being waiting to be picked up from someone by the name of Carly S.
You don't have to name the person.
I didn't give their last name, Steve.
Okay, who cares? Go ahead.
Well, you'll see why.
I look at it, I go, that looks like there's a lot of cream in that coffee. And I kind of looked, you know, they have the sticker on the cup.
Yeah.
And it details what exactly went into the cup. Large iced coffee, 4 French vanilla pumps, 3 sugars, and 10 creams.
Okay. All right. I heard Lauren.
So apparently, because I brought this up yesterday and Joe Brand, I was showing him, he's like, oh my God. Apparently, this is a thing where some Dunkin' employees get these insane orders and they show what's, you know, they're dumping big spoonfuls of sugar in these cups. I'm like, don't you just get a milkshake at that point? I mean,
maybe she got it for the office and she's going to put it in like 10 black coffees that they made in the office.
No, I think Carly S was just getting
I am all for Carly S because I put so much creamer in my
cream.
Well, that is a lot, but
French vanilla pumps and 3 sugars.
I don't really like my coffee tasting like coffee, and maybe Carly S doesn't either.
So Wendy does not seem fazed by this at all.
I'm troubled, Kev. You know that you're going into fast food joints and reading other people's
and
orders.
Shaming other people.
I'm not shaming. I'm just surprised by that order. I mean, are you putting 10 creamers in your coffee, Steve?
That's a lot.
So is 3 sugars and 4 pumps of French vanilla sweetener.
What's the most offensive to you, the sugar, the cream, or the French vanilla?
All of it, Steve, okay? Really? I'm offended by it. But apparently this is a thing, and people put an outrageous amount of sugar and cream into their coffee.
So do you, like, go to Starbucks and just read the shelves?
No, this was a one-off thing, Steve, because, you know, the mobile ordering, they put it out there for you.
But now that you've gotten a taste of the forbidden fruit? Do you think you might start reading other orders?
I'm going to keep an eye on, yeah. You know, when you go to a busy Starbucks, there's like 10 cups being...
It could be a whole
All right, I hate to interrupt,
page.
But Steve, you got like 2 seconds to do your story.
I really
story
don't
now.
Have a very good one.
You couldn't top that anyways.
No, I'll do mine tomorrow.
No,
it's gonna,
come on. What do you have?
They found some jars of cherries at...
Oh, I saw that. George Washington's home.
Yeah, they did some excavating.
Oh, cool.
And they found cherries. And it turns out that George and Martha, it says here, were very fond of cherries, especially mixed with brandy.
Right on.
So there, we're drink shaming them too.
How many sugars are
It was a
drink
related story.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for that. It is the newsroom weather temperature check. That's what it is. And we've got news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, 720 WGN.